The UN says nearly all of Gaza's 2.1 million residents have been displaced, not just once, but numerous times because of Israeli military evacuation orders. Israel says the orders are in place to move Palestinians to safety zones. In August, those orders, according to the UN, ramped up as high as one every other day. The Biden administration has criticized the policy and told Israel it needs to change, according to a memo obtained by NPR. NPR Gaza producer Anas Baba and NPR's Hadil El-Shalchi bring us the story of families trapped in these overcrowded and perilous zones.
Dana Ikhail rapidly flips her hands back and forth to show dozens of red pockmarks covering her skin. The 23-year-old sobs, as she tells NPR's Gaza producer Enes Baba, about contracting this angry infection that just won't go away. Ikhail says she can't get medicine and feels ugly. The two talk about how it was before the war when Ikhail used to get ready to go out, brushing her hair in front of a mirror. She breaks a small smile and says yes, she misses those times. Ikhail, her mother, and four siblings have been ordered to move four times by Israel since the war broke out more than 10 months ago and has killed more than 40,000 Palestinians, according to health officials. After the latest order, they ended up here, in a neighborhood of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. This block has been deemed now a so-called humanitarian safe zone by the Israeli military. I'm sad. I just want to go back home to Gaza City, Ikhail says. Despite the humanitarian title, these safe spaces have also been struck, sometimes killing dozens of Palestinians, according to health officials. Israel says it tries to warn Palestinians to evacuate well in advance of attacks and avoid civilian casualties as much as possible. But not only do Palestinians say they don't feel safe in these areas, Israel is setting aside fewer safe zones and sending more and more people there. Like this one, they're filthy with little access to clean water, bathrooms, or food. Ikhail's tent is pitched right next to a huge pile of garbage surrounded by a pool of sewage water. Her mother, Samah, says the wretched liquid leaks into their tent. There's a smell, insects, flies, and mosquitoes, she says. Ikhail's mother says their family tried to find a more stable shelter, but they were all full. All they could do was pitch this tent made of blankets, crammed right along other families. If you breathe at night, your neighbor will hear you, Ikhail's mother says. Nearby, still inside the humanitarian zone, some families did find a building still standing to shelter in. Producer Enes Baba opens its gate. It's an abandoned former prison. Inside are hundreds of empty cells and offices, each now filled with up to three families. The floor of the jail is dirty. The walls are covered with prisoners' graffiti. The bathrooms are too small for so many people. A young girl crouches trying to clean a soiled toilet. Rania Jindia has been living in a tiny cell with her three children for 2 weeks since they were ordered to evacuate. I have to wait in line from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. just to get some salty well water, she says. Jindia says this is no way to live. The only food that's available is canned. Canned food is cheap for us, but it's making us sick, she says. Jindia says the citizens of Gaza were not responsible for October 7th when Hamas-led militants attacked Israel, killing some 1,200 people, according to Israeli officials. Jindia says she wants an end to the war. Please, she pleads, to the nation of Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, it's not our fault. With Enes Baba in Khan Yunis, Gaza, I'm Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.